Happy, happy days are here again. Anyway, welcome to the podcast, Men Talk 2. We got our regular panel of guests and hosts on the show. Miss Talaine, I'm finna say Alaysia and Talaine, finna put that together. Y'all's finna be one name.
Power couple.
Slick Rick at the bottom doing this thing, but we finna get into this. So we talking about today, like I was telling them earlier before we started this, how to be vulnerable in a relationship. Should you be vulnerable in a relationship? Can you be vulnerable in a relationship? What does it mean to be vulnerable in a relationship? I got many questions.
Can I
being vulnerable.
Can I respond first?
Right.
Jump right in.
Man, women don't like that shit. You can't be vulnerable to no woman. As Alaysia would say, they consider that zesty or all that other shit. Ain't that the word you be using, zesty?
Don't say Alaysia said nothing.
No, that's the word you be using. That's what I mean.
Here we go.
How Alaysia
no, say. Go on with your point. Go on with your point.
Ain't that what you say that we sensitive men is zesty?
Nobody said that, but go ahead with your point.
So, you can't be, like, you should be able to with your partner, your significant other, but women don't like that shit. Like, they look at you as weak. And what's the first thing they say? I don't want no weak-ass man.
Wait a minute, because I'm confused. I mean, like...
We gotta be strong all the time. They don't want no weak-ass man. We can't have emotions.
Is being vulnerable being weak?
I mean, that's just that's a crock of bullshit.
It is. I mean, why do you feel like you can't express yourself?
I'm about to have to go get a drink because this ain't even about to go right. Like,
go ahead and get you a drink. Come on back.
As an individual,
get your words intact. Go ahead and get your drink.
What kind of situation is going on, you should be able to express yourself without somebody thinking that you're weak-minded. To me, I mean, I guess it's the way you come across. Now, nigga, if you whining, of course you don't think you weak. Are you talking or are you whining? I mean, it's a difference. Nigga, that's whining. That's why she don't want to hear that shit, because you sound like one of them kids back there. That's what you sound like, and that shit on her nerves. Real bad. I mean, like I said, I'm just confuzzled.
Y'all in these words, boy.
Why are you so compuzzled? I mean, wouldn't this be a chance for you and your significant other to bond deeper?
Yeah.
On a more.
That's what I'm saying. It's a chance for y'all to bond better. But like I said, what are you doing? Are you talking?
Yeah. Or are you talking? We ain't talking about nobody whining and they, like y'all be saying, they weak as fuck and they can't do nothing. We talking about people that's actually doing something. This revealing some shit that they ain't never revealed to nobody before.
They still look at that nigga as weak.
Listen. See, because that's not even... That's not what we about to do on this here podcast today, because y'all niggas is the ones who always trying to act hard. Don't nobody want no hard up type ass nigga all the time. I would actually prefer for you to be a little bit vulnerable with me, baby. I don't like no hard ass nonchalant nigga.
Right.
So, with a guy being vulnerable, let's just go ahead and say y'all together for 2 years, 5 years, whatever, and he put his business out there that he don't tell nobody. He ain't told his mama. He ain't told nobody. And y'all get into some kind of an argument or whatever, and you turn around and use that shit against him. How does that work?
You just a low down motherfucker then, because you don't do that.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Because it has happened.
I don't care if it's a friend, if you're in a relationship, if you throw anybody vulnerable moment back up in their face, it's something wrong with you.
Yeah, something wrong.
True.
With you. Yeah, that means that you weak.
Yeah, you a nasty person. That's what that is. That's a weakness for you. Yeah, if you got to stoop that low, you weak.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Because if somebody has expressed to you something that has happened to them or something that is going on in their life, and then you take that hurt and you throw it back on them, like I said, it's something wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
Mentally, that you have to try to lower somebody's standards by using their hurt against them. Yeah, so I mean, I don't understand that anyway. I really don't.
So they being dirty.
Yeah, they being dirty.
All right. So let me ask this question. Maybe this will bring out some points. And I got two women on the show, so let's ask the women. Do you find when a male is being vulnerable, walls down, letting you in back behind the walls, blah, 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 is that like attractive?
To me, it is, yeah.
Yeah.
In what way?
I just said we don't like no hard ass nigga all the time. Like, who wants that? I don't want to be. If I can be vulnerable with you, baby, why can't you be vulnerable with me? Don't nobody want that. I just can't. Who wants to deal with that? Please be vulnerable with me. That means you comfortable with me.
Yeah.
That means you comfortable with me. I want you to be comfortable with me.
Right. You don't be comfortable with nobody else.
Be comfortable with me.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm finna take this back to saying we say on BA1, Lee. That shit sound good. That shit sound good. It sound damn good, but
that's everything you be saying. That shit be sounding real good, don't it? When you come out your motherfucker, be sounding good. I'm like, music to your motherfucking ears.
All that shit sound good, but the minute he do it, and maybe not with y'all, but I'm saying overall as a whole, the majority, oh, he a weak ass nigga. I can't deal with that now. Nah.
Because half of the time he fucking around with a weak ass woman.
Huh?
Yeah. She weak too.
Wait, what? Yeah. Somebody please explain that. I'm trying to figure that one out.
If she going back and he done express himself to her, mm-hmm. and then she get mad and,
mm-hmm.
and be like, nigga, that's why you so and so and so and so. Just as weak.
Okay, I see what you mean. I see what you mean.
I mean,
let me ask you, Rick. Since you're a guy on this show, do you find being vulnerable, or actually, let me change it? A woman being vulnerable to you, do you find that some like attractive?
Yeah, because it lets me, like y'all said, it lets me know she's comfortable enough with me to let me in like that. Yes. Because you can't let everybody in.
Mm-mm.
As we said, people throw shit up in your face and all that. So the fact that you willing to share like some of your worst moments or worst feelings with me, let me know how comfortable you are with me.
I like and, that makes sense.
And I wish I could do the same without it seeming weak as hell. Because the minute we try to go deep like that, we weak.
Oh my God, here we go.
You think you weak when you go deep like that?
That's don't what the problem that. Is.
No, I ain't got no problem sharing.
That's the problem. That's got to be it. That just got to be the problem. That's what it is, that they feel like they weak for being vulnerable, because they keep trying to put that shit on us, and ain't nobody, who the fuck said that? That's why niggas can't be vulnerable right there, because they feel like it's being weak. It's not what,
man, whatever. Y'all see that shit on Facebook every day, just like I see that shit.
What do you see on Facebook? Give us an example.
I don't want no weak man. Us men can't share our feelings like that. Or we
ain't nobody said that on Facebook ever in life on my timeline.
Not on mine either.
I won't be looking for that shit, so.
I don't look for it either.
I ain't seen it.
Maybe it's just the hood rats that I follow.
That's what it is.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Just the hood rats that you follow. Yeah. Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah, more sitting around clapping them damn nails and talking and shit.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So let me ask, do you find it hard to open up to somebody once you get into that inner circle with somebody? No, do you find it hard to do, or does it come easy?
Come easy.
Because it's a lot of people that, you know, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot, but guess what? I'm not gonna burden you with a lot all at one time.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, wait a minute.
I'm not going to burden you with a lot all at one time. I'm not going to put the information on you like that.
But so you ain't going to give them the whole life story, the whole South story all at once?
Yeah, all at once. Yeah. I mean, because that's going to ruin the mood. And the mood y'all in, because he probably be like, man, this bitch crazy.
Be like, well, time to go. Yeah.
I mean, y'all just sitting around talking. Yeah. It could be an afternoon. It could be a rainy afternoon. Y'all want to sit down and talk.
Just like dude that was in the relationship with the girl, and she said she had them been sleeping with the side nigga for 10 years. And when she went to work, that nigga packed his shit up and left. Stuff like that. She
that ain't say, damn being vulnerable. She confessing.
She being vulnerable. And I'm
him out right now. Hold on. She told on herself. Damn.
Listen.
What the hell?
Drop everything out at one time. You should have waited a couple years later when the
What? She's just tired. She just want to get out.
Yeah, she was tired. She was letting me know, baby, God. I got you.
Damn.
I'm in this with it. Yeah. She letting all her feelings out. I mean, she fucked up with them.
Damn.
Yeah, but it's okay. It's okay to be vulnerable. Yeah. Yep. It's okay. Rick, it's okay.
Hey, just don't be vulnerable with any and everybody. That's all I can say. Because somebody ain't, a lot of them ain't got your best interest at heart. I can tell you that right off the rip.
You sure don't.
I know that for a fact.
Everybody say they your friend ain't your friend.
Yeah, man.
I don't know what the hell lays you done put in this goddamn cup.
Uh-oh. Well, she over there.
Taylor Port Shawty over there.
It's Taylor Port.
What I tell you? Taylor Port Shawty over there.
It's lit. It sure is.
I heard that shit nasty.
It's not nasty. It's strong. Lee know.
I do know. And it'd be the last time I know. Yeah.
Lee, how do you feel about being vulnerable with a woman?
So, speaking from years of experience in multiple marriages, like I said earlier, you got to know who you're being vulnerable with. Just can't be all out open and willing when you think you're in one place and they ain't. So that's how I know when to and when not to do. Because I've done it before, like I said, in multiple marriages, and it came to bite me in the ass at a later date. Because some women don't forget shit you tell them.
Shit, none of them forget.
Show don't. I'll tell you that. We'll never forget.
That shit is in the file cabinet. Like,
yeah. But like Elijah said, you got to be a real weak person to sit up there and turn around and use your vulnerability against you to attack somebody. and make them feel worse than what they already feel, or use it as blackmail, or use it as whatever to gain, I guess, more power and purpose in their life. So that's my problem with vulnerability. I have no problem with it, but I'm gonna be very, very protective of what I tell. Actually, I have been since all my stuff is been divorced. I'm very protective of who I tell what. That's me. That's how I feel about it. Be careful who you tell. Your innermost secrets, your innermost dark thoughts, whatever. That's what I got to say about it. Y'all looking all serious and shit. Goddamn. My bad, y'all.
We listening.
Shit, right.
We hanging on native word.
Hey, right. Yeah. I'm just saying. You just got to be careful who you tell and what you tell. Some, like you said, Delaine, some people ain't ready for some of the stuff you done been through or you done seen or witnessed or been a part of or whatever or have done. Right. Some people ain't ready for that. You give them like the little highlights of it, and then they start trying to dig into it and find out what it is, and you finally tell them, they turn around and use that against you in an argument or try and embarrass you in front of somebody.
Right.
How lame.
That's happened
shit.
Before. That happened before.
Yeah, that's some lame shit right there.
Been that done yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You thinking, yeah, I told you that in confidence, and it turned around and bites you in the ass. So I've been in all those type of situations.
That right there is enough to make me not to fuck with you ever again. You tried to. All right, now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You completely shut down.
Yeah.
That's definite. You don't tell nobody else shit from here. After that point, you don't tell nobody shit.
Yeah, that's enough right there.
And somebody actually put up a status the other day that you got to be, I guess they know some people and some stuff happened. But his statement was, you got to be a lame-ass grown man to sit around and talk about your old lady to another female. So I'm guessing he was talking about his old lady. And so the female done went out.
And broadcasted it out to everybody?
Broadcasted it out to everybody. So, you know, it's just stuff like that. Because I've been done bust you and her upside the goddamn head.
Wow.
That is lame activity.
So we fighting that right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do me like that.
Especially another bitch.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I've been in that situation.
Yeah. You stand with me, you land with me.
Right.
That's a no-no.
I don't know. Yeah. Even when the times was bad, I never dogged my baby mama to the next female. You know what I'm saying? Like, because in my eyes, that would make this female look at me some type of way. Like, nah.
They ain't looking at you no type of way. They be eating that shit up. Oh, they be eating it up. They like that shit. They want to hear the tea. They want to
hear the tea. Yeah.
They want to hear the tea so they can run back and tell it. They love that type of shit. Oh, he was talking about her. Girl, let me tell you what Rick told me about such and such. Oh, they eat that up.
They sure do. Yep. They eat it up.
Yeah. If you've been around me long enough, you know it. I don't say anything about any of my baby mamas.
Even the
wives, ex-wives, none of that shit. So
you
never get nothing out of me, but it was my fault.
Yeah.
Even I always say that.
I don't notice that too.
I say she crazy.
Yeah.
I don't even say that. I don't say that. They'll figure it out once they meet them. If they're in that circle. If they're in that circle, they'll figure it out.
Yeah.
When they meet them, or when they see them, or when they look at them, or whatever.
Yeah. I
ain't got to say nothing.
I mean, whether it's a female or whether it's a male.
Oh, male. Yeah, same thing.
Somebody going to eat it up.
They're eating it up.
And then, if y'all ever sit back and just look at it, the mentality is, well, since she doing all that, or since he doing all that, shit, I'm finna step in.
That's it.
I know what he like. I know what he don't like. I know what she like. I know what she don't like. So I'm gonna try to inch my foot in the door.
Yeah, because you already cracked the door when you still run off at the mouth.
Exactly. Yeah. So you trying to close it, but guess what? The motherfucker's foot stuck in the door. They don't want to let you close. Yeah. So
slow down.
Yeah, that's another thing. Tell somebody anything, and you best believe in 2.3 seconds, they're going to be on it. Yeah. I'm going to make it mad.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, you can have it.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Mm-hmm.
So is.
But it's the truth.
It's the truth. And I have noticed that since I got separated and been divorced.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he was telling them, but it seemed like every time you turn around, here come one of them. And they knock him. What you want? Because same way he was talking about me,
mm-hmm.
telling me about you too. Ain't nothing.
Say,
you finna beat my ass, nigga.
Oh, them niggas was beating this. You definitely
definitely ain't getting in here.
They wouldn't even would have made it in here with all that anyway. You already know what the fuck going on. You thought you was hitting somebody here, nigga?
Okay. We keep on patching goddamn walls up.
Okay.
Yeah, oh no. My God.
You beat me up or you take my money. I ain't got that shit to do.
No, he might got that shit to do.
Yeah.
Nigga would have had another thing come stepping in here trying to raise a hand.
No. Anybody trying to do that shit.
But they do.
You're being stupid right now.
Like she said, they feed off of that. People feed off of that.
Of course. Yeah. It's bad times. More everybody like bad times.
Yeah. They like babies.
I like to hear how people ain't doing good.
Exactly, weird ass folks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Rick, don't be telling them.
Tell them
no. About they being crazy. They crazy and all that. They'll let them find out for themselves.
That's all I say. Oh, she crazy.
I wouldn't even say that shit.
Like I said, I wouldn't say that either.
Yeah. My new word is, oh, okay. And I walk out. That's it.
Literally. Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I ain't even know.
Look, I ain't even know.
You ain't even know. You go know.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now that we know, that's all about vulnerability in a relationship. Rick done shook his head about 15 times.
Yeah. Rick ain't believing it.
Mm-hmm. Full of shit. That nigga don't. He be wanting not to believe shit. He be wanting to take the hard route to shit. Get your ass.
I just speak the truth, and you can't handle the truth,
nigga. You're not speaking the truth. I done told you before. You a capologist. We not about to keep going over
you
this.
You can't handle the truth.
You be talking complete bullshit. It's like you rip back all those words at your ass and say, here they go. That's what I feel like.
Capologist.
That's okay. What he is, a capologist.
Just because you don't want to accept the truth don't mean it's not the truth.
You'll be fucking with them knucklehead assholes. That's what your problem is, because you ain't. That's the problem. You need a real female. That's the problem. Then you looking at all them scallywags on Facebook. That's the problem.
Scallywags?
Yeah, that's the problem. He be trying to go through and add the baddest bitches on there. That's what he be doing. Then they on there talking that bullshit, and he be like,
"No, I'm finna leave these chat nigga females alone. I'm gonna come up to Cleveland, grab me a couple of them."
Shit. Bruh. You are.
We're going up the road some more.
Yeah. Yep. That's all I got to say on that.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Let me see. Look at your ass, girl.
She's done already.
Yeah, don't break your ass up.
Yeah, you might as well stay in check, baby. It ain't even worth it up here, baby.
You'll be walking down the highway with nothing on but some socks. Tell your ass up.
Somebody
gonna stop and say, "Where you going?"
Yeah.
And drop me off at Hamilton Place. Somebody come pick me up. Oh
my God.
Catch the bus. So.
Y'all stupid.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh my God.
I don't feel
anyway,
like we answered all the questions because you had all them questions and I feel like we didn't answer them all.
Holy.
Yeah.
What questions? About the being vulnerable?
I can't even remember. I done drunk this teleport.
You done drunk that teleport and got toe up.
That's what I'm saying.
I can't remember nothing. Short term memory just done.
That damn cup.
Woo! It's a little hot, y'all.
Hopefully y'all was drinking before you got on here and that little bit you just poured ain't.
No. That was all I done drunk today.
Wait, what?
That little bit you just poured up at the start.
Yes, that was all I done drunk today. That teleport get you lit.
Yeah, that stuff get you lit.
Sometimes like I like 15 minutes.
Yeah. I like to put a little brown in mine. Top tier, it really gets you there. It really gets you there.
See, that's why I can't come mess with y'all. I'll be exactly what to like.
We be having a ball. You be missing out.
Dude, you be missing out for real.
We be having a ball.
I don't ever get invited. Down.
You can't. See, that's that cabbage you be talking about right there.
Next time, I'm gonna inbox you myself. Be like, Rick, is you coming?
And that nigga gonna say no. And guess what? We gonna take 1,000 shots without him.
Yep. 1,000 without him.
Yeah, we be shutting it down, Rick.
We be having a ball. It be so fun. Music be going. Shut. That's how we be.
I don't think I want to come. Shit.
Bruh.
But so much last time, my little son-in-law, he thought he was going to have to go to the hospital.
He thought he was going to be the champ.
Nah, he thought he had alcohol poisoning.
Yeah. Hey, that shit's so serious.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. I know somebody died from that back in the day.
Yeah. I do too.
Hey.
I do too. I done had it before.
My daughter thought she was gonna have to take him to the hospital. He ain't touched a drink since then.
He's scared.
He said he don't even want no wine.
That's what you get from running off at the mouth saying that you can out drink somebody, calling yourself the big dog. Sit down, little pup.
Big dog said he finna come drink everybody under the table.
Everybody under the table. I said, okay, let's go.
Then wind up about to die.
Woo, that nigga said he was big dog.
Big dog.
Rick scared, boy. We be having fun. We do. We eat good.
Hey, look, my trick when people tell me that they can outdrink me, I drink a lot real quick. So then by the time they start trying to catch up, I done started sipping. So I done started sobering up a little bit so I can take more real quick.
Hey, bro. We was doing shot for shot.
That's not working on us, Rick. You thought you had us fooled, but you don't. Shot try again. Shot. That's not working for us. You're going to take that shot when everybody else do. And you ain't having no mixed drinks over here, nigga. We taking shots.
Yeah, y'all trying to have somebody laid up over there passed out.
It's okay.
Yeah, which has happened. Okay. On multiple occasions.
The night last time, me and the dog, we both had to say.
On multiple occasions.
I don't like
everybody in that mug locked out.
Exactly. She's telling the dog, go in there with your mama. Go in there with your mama. That's all I heard. I'm here on the full time passed out.
Ooh. Done, done.
Yeah, done, done.
Hey.
It was a wrap.
Done. Yep.
Done. That shit was. Oof. Anyway, we're gonna come back next week with another topic, y'all. We just talking about stuff that we normally do on Sundays when Tulane be dishing it out, cooking it up. We over there drinking it up. Blah blah blah. Oh, how was your party?
It was good.
Sweet.
They did good.
I seen you on there.
Old selves. Yep. Rabbit and Miss Yogi.
Shining.
Yeah.
Next week we'll do something. We'll talk about something else. we might expound on this vulnerability thing since Elijah didn't think we answered all the questions, so we might have a part two when y'all
let's do a part two. Yeah,
we'll do a part two to vulnerability in a relationship. We might get some other folks on here to talk about it. If not, we'll just do our own thing and do like we normally do. But anyway, it's been good. It's been real. Y'all be safe. Have a good week. Be there changing somebody else's life if you need to be. And if you need counseling, please go see somebody. Don't suffer in silence. Never suffer in silence. Go talk to somebody. Everybody need it. And on that note, we're going to holler at y'all. Peace.